How would you film this scene? This scene that took place at the beautiful gate of the temple. I imagine the camera zeroing in on the men who carried this one man on the stretcher. And every day they would struggle through the crowds with him on the stretcher until they got as close as they could to the beautiful gate to put him down there on the ground next to the gate. And people would come by, and many would give alms and many would not. And that continued for several hours. And then the men with the stretcher would come back. They'd take the man away on the stretcher. And then in the very next scene, we would see that again. And it would be filmed in such a way that we see this scene in quick succession over and over again, over and over again, every single day at the temple, being carried to the temple, asking for alms, and every single day being carried away. And seeing that scene replayed that many times creates a sense of weariness. We can begin to understand something about the spirit of this man who is carried to the temple every single day. Now, in some ways, he was better off perhaps than many people who are panhandling today, because in this culture, almsgiving was considered an important duty of faith. And there he was at the temple as people were going into the temple to pray, and they would have been highly motivated to give alms, and I'm sure that many of them did. But even so, that doesn't change that monotony, that constant always having to be brought to the temple, always waiting for alms, always being carried back, and then always being carried there again the same day. Now, what finally broke that monotony was when Peter said, "Look at us." And even in our own time, we know how we avert our eyes, many of us, from those who are panhandling on the street. There can be a lack of eye contact, a lack of connection as people pass each other on the street. And I imagine that even in this culture where almsgiving was encouraged, I can imagine that even then people would put money into the container and not look at the man directly. There was a lack of connection. And I think day after day of the same thing, this man himself lost his sense of connection. And it was only interrupted when Peter said, "Look at us." And Peter and John both looked at this man intently. And then finally the man looked back at them. And now at long last, there is a connection. There's an opportunity for something to happen between them. And so Peter and John say, or Peter says, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I give to you." There's a scene in Gore Vidal's novel of Lincoln, and I'm not sure if this really happened or not, but it's something that sounds like Abraham Lincoln. But during the Civil War, they were discussing what to do about the money situation when there really was a shortage of silver and gold in the national treasury. And so they began printing greenbacks, paper money that wasn't specifically backed by silver or gold. And Salmon P. Chase, the Secretary of the Treasury, who was quite religious, suggested that we put "In God We Trust" on these paper bills. And then Abraham Lincoln supposedly said, "Well, if we're going to put a biblical enjoinder on this money, we ought to use that verse from Peter and John where it says, 'Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, this worthless paper script, I give to you.'" I don't know if that happened or not, but it sounds like Abraham Lincoln. But that's what Peter said. "I don't have any silver or gold. I'm not going to give alms right now. But what I do have, I give to you. Stand up and walk." And what an amazing thing that was. There are many ways that we might misunderstand the healing stories in the Bible. We might hear them as ableist narratives that somehow undermine the beautiful diversity of our bodies and the many, many gifts that we have. Imagine if there were no Special Olympics, or the music of Stevie Wonder, the contributions of Helen Keller. That would not be the best way to hear these stories. We might also hear them as a kind of magic trick. One moment this man is not able to walk, the next moment he is. But the book of Acts itself is quick to show that the gifts of the Spirit are not for sale, that it's not magic performed by an individual, but it truly is the power of God and the way that we ought to hear these healing narratives in the Bible. Is that they are moments of transformation, possible only by the power of God. I mean, otherwise, imagine someone could be fully mobile, walking and back to the temple for prayer, and just shuffle walking with low-slung spirits. What was really missing in this case was spirit. This man needed something to animate him, to reanimate him, to give him a renewed sense of purpose in life. And as I've been thinking about that article in The Atlantic by Derek Thompson, where he chronicles all the things that we've been missing as worship attendance has declined over several decades, the lack of rituals that bring us together, the lack of opportunities to make meaning together in community, all these things we've missed. But I believe that what we've really missed is spirit. And maybe that didn't occur to Derek Thompson to put in the article right away, because after all, many of us are accustomed to people saying, well, I'm spiritual but not religious. I don't want anything to do with organized religion, but I don't want to throw away spirituality. I want to keep that. I want to be spiritual. I remember a woman who grew up in one of the congregations I served telling me very bluntly, spirituality, all good. Religion, all bad. That black and white. But that root word of the word religion is a word that means ligament. It's a word that connects us to each other. It's a word that connects all of our individual quests of spirituality with everyone else's quest for spirituality. And we learn from the wisdom of the people in our own congregation who worship and serve with us, and we learn from the collective wisdom of the church and others who have led spiritual lives. This is how we can be connected to each other. And just as a ligament still gives each individual some freedom of movement, it also holds us together in a body that is truly animated by God's Holy Spirit. And the way that we make room for God's healing spirit is to come to a place where we are open for transformation, where we begin to actually expect the unexpected, as oxymoronic as that sounds. But that is the kind of receptiveness that we need to truly welcome God's healing spirit. And we also find that there are many opportunities for sharing God's healing spirit. One of my favorite novels is Gilead by Marilyn Robinson. And this is the story of a Congregationalist pastor named John Ames, and it goes back three generations. She talks about his grandfather, who was a pastor during the Civil War, and was an anti-slavery crusader with John Brown. He talks about his own father who served during World War I and was a pacifist, and now John Ames is a third generation pastor. And in the middle of the novel, John Ames is having a conversation with his namesake Jack, who is the son of his best friend, the Presbyterian minister in town. And his namesake Jack has caused him and his own father and many people in the town a world of trouble. And so the old pastor, John Ames, says to Jack, "This is the important thing, which I have told many people, and which my father told me, and which his father told him. When you encounter another person, when you have dealings with anyone at all, it is if a question is being put to you, what is the Lord asking of me in this moment? What is the Lord asking of me in this situation. And if you confront insult or antagonism, your first response might be to respond in kind. But if you think, this person I am encountering, this person who is in front of me right now, this person is an emissary of the Lord, the occasion for me to demonstrate my faithfulness, the chance to show that I do in some small degree participate in the grace that saved me, and then you are free to act otherwise than as circumstances would seem to dictate. And dear friends, this otherwise is the Spirit at work. This otherwise is how we share the healing Spirit of Christ with the whole world. All glory and praise be to our God. Amen.